You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the second hour of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program. 10.5 years now it's been. It seems like every week it's another 6 months we've been on the air. It goes by so fast now, but it's the live broadcast for April the 25th, 2015, and we are here in Nashville, Tennessee, among friends and family at the Council of Conservative Citizens Board of Directors meeting, and a lot of great things were accomplished today, solidifying the continued future and... what's the word I'm looking for here? The future of the council, certainly, but its influence, continuing the influence of the council and the great traditions that it has established over the course of the last
three decades.
Well, James,
you know, when we first started this program, we wondered, would we get enough topics to discuss? And, I mean, we could never have imagined the cornucopia of material that the mainstream media and the mainstream world keeps presenting us, like the Bruce Jenner matter.
Well, they are progressives. I mean, they make it's
they are making progressively progress worse. Towards you know, towards hell in a handbasket. Can you know, I'm just intrigued by this idea of Bruce Jenner as a conservative Republican. Is he going to announce for president? Is he going to put a exploratory committee out there or something like this? Are we going to be treated to this at the Republican convention?
I'll tell you this. Unlike, you know, how many good people have tried to run as Republican candidates, and the Republican, you know, if they're nominally conservative, the Republicans say you're not a real Republican, you get, you know, they don't support you, they'll throw you off the ballot. We've seen this several times. But I guarantee you, if Brenda Jenner has any political aspirations at all, the Republicans would back
I think he would be a
110%.
I think he'd be a natural running mate for Lindsey Graham, and I think Lindsey Graham is running.
Listen, if he wants to speak at the next Republican National Committee meeting, when's the next, you know, the big one in 16 when they have their nominating convention? Hey, he'll be right there.
He will fit right in at CPAC.
He'll be taking the spot Phil Robertson has
with all the rest of the girly men at CPAC.
Well, did you ever think we would progress enough to where we would have this?
Look, I mean, the last thing we need to worry about is running out of material, James.
Well, there's not much more you can say about the Bruce Jenner thing. It's, we were talking about the break. Look, he's a man. He's a he. All this other stuff is just
and like you said, utter Robert E. Lee is evil, but Bruce Jenner is heroic in today's brave new world of 2015.
Well, that ain't
America.
Our world, and let me tell you something. That ain't the real world either, and that's the world that a handful of people in this cabal that makes up the establishment media would like to create, but it ain't here yet, and it ain't here in the hearts and minds of anybody who has a working
and
brain.
And, you know, we're here in the middle of Confederate History Month, and if there is any news item, you know, I don't know which one to pick on first, the ROTC drilling in red high-heeled shoes, you know, talk about the devil wearing Prada there, and or Bruce Jenner, if anything points out the need to revive the debate about secession, that does it.
And here's another one. You know, talking about courage and bravery, I've got a great example of modern-day courage and bravery. So here at Johns Hopkins University, a very prestigious university, apparently near the campus there is, horror of horrors, a Chick-fil-A franchise. And so all of these students at Johns Hopkins who are offended by the message of Chick-fil-A went and protested it. And let me tell you something. In this day and age, when evangelical Christians obviously control the government and the media, do you know how much courage it takes for these students to go and protest Christianity and protest evangelical?
Well, you're
it
saying
takes
that
a tremendous
with your tongue
amount of courage
planted firmly in your cheek
to stand up and be able to do that, right? I mean, what courage does it really take, all kidding aside, to protest something that the entire media and the entire government absolutely hates? You have the full backing of this anti-Christian, anti-white government and media. How much courage does it take to just go along with the prevailing tide and swim with the tide?
Well, let me run with that last comment. You said because evangelicals and Southern Baptists or whatnot obviously run the media, not, of course. But then let's ask, if these two stories, the ROTC wearing Prada and the Bruce Jenner transgendered surgery, it's great success, and Bruce is now a woman, but he's a lesbian woman, he has announced to us. He's not attracted to men.
And a conservative Republican.
And a conservative. So, you know, that fits naturally, you know. So what I'm saying is, who, pray tell, is in charge of the media that is serving up these abominations to us? You know.
Do you want to tell us?
Yeah, well, let's do a multiple choice here. Episcopalians, Southern Baptists, Presbyterians, Muslims, or Jews. Okay? Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick. You know, now let's you've got 10 seconds in which to answer.
Well, the Episcopalians are pretty bad, but...
But they're not that bad. Okay. No, it's obvious. We have Jewish power and influence controlling the media, controlling the entertainment industry, controlling everything. And, you know, how can evangelicals complain when they ascribe to this heresy that Jews are the chosen people and that they're going to heaven without accepting Christ as their Lord and Savior?
Well, you know, and the path that we've taken that has gotten us to this point, the cornerstone of that path was poured in May of 1954. So we've got your big, you can connect the dots from
now. There are two things.
Well, we don't want to do it tonight because that'll be coming up,
next week. I'm just going to make this, since you've started that, let's connect, let's close the circle. The way that the left has transformed America from, you know, the era of General Patton and Robert E. Lee to today, where Bruce Jenner and male Reserve Officer Training Corps cadets are wearing red high-heeled shoes while they drill. Of course, that's no more absurd than women wearing combat boots, okay?
Or male soldiers wearing high heels.
Exactly, yeah, they're the same thing, basically. Gender confusion. Gender confusion is apparently the new cause du jour of the left.
You know,
well,
the thing.
Well, why is this happening? It's happening because of the power of judicial review. That's how they're forcing the homosexual agenda down our throat. No pun intended. And the other thing is, you know, and the other thing is. All right, well, we're getting a reaction from the audience out here. And then the other thing is mass media. Mass media allows the boobs out here in the, you know, the American heartland to believe that a majority of Americans think that there's something heroic about Bruce Jenner or these ROTC cadets prancing around in high-heeled shoes. You know, the mass media is insidious, Jewish power and influence is insidious, and, you know, I mean, as somebody said one time, if God doesn't judge America, he owes Sodom and Gomorrah
an
apology.
Hear, hear. Well, you know, the Sodom and Gomorrah, there was not one righteous man, and so, but, you know, I'll tell you what, there are righteous men in this room tonight, and do you know how weak-minded you would have to be to go along with any of this stuff we've been talking about tonight and take the establishment's point of view on it? You know how weak-minded you would have to be. Well, I'm thankful that we belong to an organization, Keith, that has real men in it. We got any real men in the room tonight?
Yeah, that's it.
But we got a few and a lot more out there having dinner. We'll be back right after this.
All right.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the yellow pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
You know, I don't want to keep circling back to topics that we've covered already in the program tonight, but getting back to that... Hold on, Keith, you're worrying me.
No, I'm not. I'm fine.
Yeah, if you pull this box at all, we're going to go off the air.
No, I'm not going to do that.
But don't even worry about untangling your cords. It'll be all right.
Okay.
Just wad them up and come on and sit down. our equipment is finicky. But what I was saying is, oh, and by the way, if you can't be with us here tonight in Nashville, but you still want to get a flavor of the Council of Conservative Citizens, go to the great CFCC website, cfcc.org, which is one of the most highly visited websites in the world. And Kyle Rogers, who's actually in the room tonight, we're going to talk with him in just a second, does such a wonderful job. And Kyle is, of course, the proprietor of the chat, the host of the chat that we have that coincides with our live broadcast every Saturday night. So anyway, if you're not here, be there in the online chat room, cfcc.org. But what I was saying was, going back to the ROTC thing very quickly in the red high heels, is this whole thing about the rape culture, which is very much a non-existent thing. I mean, I'm not to say that people never get raped in college, but certainly a significant majority of the cases are just regret rape. You know, after you get liquored up and...
Well, it's called date rape, and let me tell you, if you have a child going to college today, during orientation, all over campus, you will see posters up inviting young freshman girls to come in and learn all about date rape from, those unbiased leftists called feminists that populate women's studies departments in universities and colleges throughout America. And what they will learn is that rape is not what people traditionally thought it was. It's not some evil man lurking in the shadows, in the bushes or something, jumping out, putting his hand over a woman's mouth so she isn't heard to scream, and then brutally having his way with her. What's really happening now is this. You have been raped if at any point you have sex and you find it to be disappointing.
Or, that, yeah, right, you wake up the next morning and think better of it. After
yeah, you think,
you
maybe I should have had a V8, or why did I allow this? This guy didn't propose to me. He didn't make me a millionaire like Bill Cosby. Had all these bimbos that were having sex with Bill Cosby through the years, thinking they were going to advance their
whatever happened with
career.
That, by the way? You don't even hear about that.
Well, believe me, it's still manifest. It's still stewing in the cesspool of American politics today, and you will find out later on, I'm sure, one of these virginal creatures that was so ill-used by Bill Cosby is going to, you know, if you throw enough mud at somebody, a bit of it is going to stick, and they're basically just trying to discredit Bill Cosby to punish him for having vaguely conservative views on one thing or another. So consequently, he's going to be punished by the left's spin machine, and date rape. If you read Roger Devlin's Sexual Utopia in Power, or Sexual Power in Utopia, I forget which one it is. He's a great writer on the manosphere and on the effect of the sexual revolution on traditional American mores. And what he says is that date rape is nothing of the sort. Imagining that you have been raped because you had consensual sex with somebody and it didn't turn out to be the gateway to living happily ever after is like saying that somebody who buys a lottery ticket and doesn't win has a right to come back and sue the seller of the lottery ticket because they wouldn't have bought the lottery ticket if they didn't think they were going to win, right? That's the same type of thought. No serious person can believe that the premise behind the idea of date rape is actually valid, but you know, we don't have the megaphone. The left has the megaphone. The feminists, the radical egalitarians do. And we're to believe that we should take things like Bruce Jenner's mental illness seriously.
Well, they, you know, that is the one thing we haven't called it tonight. That really pinpoints that it's a mental illness. But, you know, using the army to raise awareness for this non-existent crisis. And listen, there's a lot of problems that we have in America right now. That the army could be used for, and I can think of one on the southern border, but to use them as pawns,
culture warriors to try to degrade and further emasculate white American males, which is what it's all about, folks. You know, let's just call the let's call things by their proper names. This is what's going on. You know, the emperor has no clothes, folks. This, we know what they're up to because we're well-versed in cultural Marxism. We know what they're trying to do. We know who the enemy is. They're not pro-woman. They're anti-male. And all of this is another way of trying to... Any white male that dares to try to have a sexual relationship with a woman is now, you know... totally at the mercy of some rabid feminist if he makes a mistake of doing what Chris Rock said. Chris Rock, the black comedian, said that sexual harassment is when an ugly guy asks you for a date. You know, Brad Pitt can do anything he wants to, and it's not rape. He can knock you down. He can chloroform you. He can whoop you like a grandma used to whip her oriental rug out in the backyard. And that's not rape, but if a normal male, particularly a white male, asks you out for a date, then that, and you don't want to go, if you think about it hard enough and you have a feminist counseling you, you can make that into a case of rape in today's brave new world called Modern America 2015.
What more can you say about it? Keith Alexander, the great, breaking it down. When we come back from this next commercial break, we're going to have Kyle Rogers join us and tell us about all the good things that are happening in the Council of Conservative Citizens, as if you need another reminder about that. But we're going to do it, and certainly the work he's done on the website and how influential of a voice for the conservative cause that the website that Kyle operates is. And you're going to be excited to hear about the amount of traffic and the amount of people one website can reach with the truth. And so we're going to hear about that in just a second. But before we do, one of the things we posted to our website this week, you know, there's all this talk about Hillary Clinton. It looks like you would think she was the incumbent president. I haven't seen one Democrat even dare to raise their head up and consider challenging her for that nomination.
Her Royal Highness.
On the other side, as we were talking about last week with Sam Bushman, about 25 Republicans have either declared or pretending to.
And wait, we're predicting that Bruce Jenner will announce.
Yeah,
him
maybe
shortly.
Maybe so. A good conservative that he is, or she is. Well, I can tell you, I've already know who I'm going to vote for. It looks like, and you know, the guy that comes on right after us is the presidential nominee for the American Freedom Party, Ken Gividen of the DailyKen.com. Bob Whitaker is his running mate, and they will be on the ballot in Tennessee in 2016. And so I don't know. I could Hillary versus whoever the Republicans end up nominating, whatever joke they end up, or two guys that come on the political cesspool regularly, Daily Ken and Bob Whitaker. I'm going to vote for Ken and Bob. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. I mean, why would I waste a vote for one of the other guys?
Well, of course, you're depending on the fact that you don't think Bruce Jenner will win the nomination. I know you'll
be
solidly
Bruce,
in his camp.
If Bruce picks up steam, I'll reconsider. But, you know, barring that, I mean, and of course, yeah, here's the thing. I mean, people have to know that presidential politics isn't where it's at anyway. We get wrapped up and enamored in the sexiness and the drama of the campaign because the media really scripts this thing out like a pageant, and you just hang on to watch the soap opera of, you know, who's going to win and the back and forth of the Republican and Democratic nominee going at it. But in this fake opposition that they put on for the cameras, I mean, they all are part of the same team, as we know. But anyway, just something to consider early, ladies and gentlemen. And I know there's some good people out there who listen to this show and people who contribute financially to the show that maybe you're in a swing state and you want to go with whoever gets the GOP ticket. I you know, I'm not going to get upset with you. Whoever you want to vote for, it's your choice. That's a personal decision. But for me in Tennessee, Tennessee's going to go Republican either way, whether that's a good or a bad thing or indifferent. You know, I'll let the audience decide. I'm going to vote
even
for
Even if
Ken
Bruce Jenner Daily, is a candidate.
Daily, even if Bruce is a candidate. I'm going to vote for Ken Gividen and the Bob Whitaker ticket. And you can get more information. They've got their first campaign ad at thepoliticalcesspool.org. When we come back, Kyle Rogers. Stay tuned.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you sick and tired of just being sick and tired? Are you sick and tired of being told that you are somehow privileged? Are you sick and tired of being told to shut up, both at work and at school? Are you sick and tired of panhandlers pestering you whenever you go out to shop or to eat? Are you sick and tired of jobs that never come and an economy that never goes anywhere? Are you sick and tired of having to take orders from incompetence? Are you sick and tired of movies and television shows that depict a white man as a bumbling incompetent? Are you sick and tired of a government that welcomes non-white immigrants and exposes you to diseases? If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then the American Freedom Party is for you. Connect with us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Once again, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, The Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips.
There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Oh, yeah, oh.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
It should be noted, never before have I ever hosted a show where we've revisited so many topics so many times, but about that ROTC thing in the red high heels earlier tonight, that was something that, by the way, and I don't know if we made it clear, that was mandated in the chain of the command. So those cadets were mandated to do that or face disciplinary action. What's shocking is that, as far as I can tell in reading these stories, not one of them declined it. I mean, I would have just had to be drummed out of the Corps or whatever. If it was me, there ain't no way I'm going to degrade myself as a man by doing that. One more thing before we bring Kyle on. I was talking in the last segment about Ken Gividen and Bob Whitaker. Ken's going to be the head of the ticket, Bob Whitaker running as the vice president. Here they're bona fides, and you've heard them on the show over the years, but Ken Gividen, who in 2004, this is from the official press release, was the Libertarian Party's nominee for governor of Indiana, has filed with the FEC to run for president on the American Freedom Party ticket. Gividen serves on the AFP's board of directors. His running mate is Bob Whitaker, a writer and political activist. Whitaker has also served as a college professor, international aviation negotiator, Capitol Hill staffer, Reagan administration appointee, and writer for the Voice of America. He resides in Columbia, South Carolina. So, again, two guys that have been on the political cesspool many, many times, friends of ours, are going to give you the opportunity to vote for them. I mean, certainly we should have no illusion, about their chances of success. But, I mean, come on, enough's enough, right? Let's vote for somebody that actually agrees with us. Kyle Rogers now, webmaster of the Council of Conservative Citizens and certainly a leader of this organization for a long, long time, doing great work. Kyle, what's the latest on the website? What's the latest you've been up to?
Well, the website's still going strong. The new feature on the website is to create the largest sample possible of black-on-white crime. And we've documented about 410 cases from 2014. We're already up to...
Closer to the mic.
We're up to about 90 for 2015, so... We're creating a huge sample size of black-on-white crime to create the most comprehensive picture of black-on-white crime possible. Meanwhile, we've put a large effort into finding actual cases of white-on-black murder in which the victim was not committing a felony at the time. And we've reached out to the SPLC and all these different left-wing groups. We've reached out to all the Black Lives Matters channels and said, send us a list of actual white-on-black murders in which the victim was not committing a felony at the time of their death, and they just can't do it. We found for the entire year of 2014, we've only been able to come up with 4 actual white-on-black murders, and we've got about 410 black-on-white murders. We've got 2 for 2015 so far. It's just an extreme rarity. But then when it does happen, it's a national news story. But every day, white people are killed by blacks, and it's a tiny news story, and it's called a robbery gone bad or something, when really it was just a black guy who murdered a white person for the fun of it and didn't even try to steal anything.
Nobody documents the double standards with regards to interracial crime better than the Council of Conservative Citizens. And as you know, Kyle,
–
All right, everybody. Well, you can't have a live remote broadcast without the expectation of a quick hiccup. And just a moment ago, we lost our connection here via remote. And so, yeah, it looks like they've got one of these radio jamming devices outside of the hotel here. But anyway, we're talking with Kyle Rogers, the webmaster of the Council of Conservative Citizens, about the influence of not only the organization, but its media arm, which is, of course, in addition to this radio program, the website itself. And as I was telling Kyle just a moment ago, nobody documents the double standards with regards to interracial crime, especially black-on-white crime, which is the interracial crime that they never report on, better than he and the Council of Conservative Citizens website. And a lot of websites have begun to mimic that tactic, WorldNet Daily, in my opinion, being one of the prominent, because they know it's something that sells. It's something that people sink their teeth into and drives traffic. And I think Kyle is a visionary in that in many ways. So, Kyle, I want to pass the phone to you now until we can reestablish our connection. And I believe we may have just done that. We'll get back on the mics in the next segment. But talk about the influence. You know, you're talking about building your own media and networking with the different organizations. Let's talk about the amount of people that read the Council of Conservative Citizens, unique visitors, unique readers, every day, every month of the year.
Well, there's a significant amount of software in place to track the people who are coming on the website, including independent third-party websites, so I can prove all this. The biggest traffic day in history was actually in February of 2014, and we had an individual day where we had 196,000 unique human visitors, and that's not counting all the robots and stuff like that. Those are actually IP addresses associated with a human being. But we have, of course, it's kind of cyclic, but traffic stays pretty good from a day-to-day basis, and there's different spikes all the time. It depends on what's in the news and different factors. We get a lot of traffic from Facebook, and Facebook kind of combats that by deleting pages all the time, and so sometimes we'll have something on Facebook that's driving a massive amount of traffic, and then Facebook will delete it, and we have to start over, so that's a constant battle. But we actually had just recently, when the gangbanger was shot by police in Madison, and Black Lives Matters and all these black power groups were demonstrating in Madison, we had 2 days of super high traffic, and the first day we actually had a day where over 50% of all visitors on the website were just from the Madison, Wisconsin metropolitan area, which was really unprecedented. And then the next day, we had an even bigger day if the traffic was spread out from like Chicago, Milwaukee, Madison, Minnesota. We get actually, there's a couple of key cities now where we have people who routinely Facebook share the stories, where we get a disproportionately huge amount of traffic from these cities compared to the rest of the country. And so it kind of creates like a weather pattern. And it goes from like Hattiesburg, Mississippi is big, and then it'll kind of go up Mississippi, and then Memphis will be really big. A couple cities in between Memphis and Nashville will have a lot of people. Nashville will have a good following, and then Bowling, it goes up into Bowling Green, Kentucky, which is as far as the number of people visiting the website compared to how many people living there. Bowling Green, Kentucky is probably the biggest city in America for people visiting the CFCC website, and that's been actually pretty consistent for about 6 months now, but actually even longer than that, probably since like July, August of last year. And so,
passing the phone back and forth now, because I know we're coming up on a commercial break as we attempt to reestablish our connection here remotely. This is the Political Festival, and I just want to thank Kyle Rogers again for all the support that the council has shown us, and of course for his willingness to host our online chat party every Saturday night. People like Kyle, who've been out there again on his own dime, telling the truth and reaching a lot of people. I mean, you heard that 196,000 in one day. And every day, you're talking about thousands and thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands going to CSPC.org. Thank you very much, Kyle, for coming on. Always great to work with you. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypasses 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do it over. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Audio quality not quite as good, nor do we look quite as professional talking on a cell phone as we are connected to our network and our studio from the road tonight, but that's what happens. We have identified the problem, a do-gooder at the local, at the in the hotel management reset the hotel's internet router and so knocked out our connection remote, which anyway, I don't want to get too technical here because I can't explain it myself, but nevertheless, we are here, James Edwards, Keith Alexander, a live broadcast from Nashville, Tennessee, and we are joining you at least for the moment until we can get this rectified via telephone. From the Council of Conservative Citizens meeting here in Nashville. Now, you've heard from a couple of guests tonight, Paul Fromm of the Canadian Association for Free Expression, and Kyle Rogers, who, in addition to being a member of the Board of Directors of the Council, is its webmaster and certainly doing integral work in getting the message out to a ton of people via the website and through other means at his disposal. Well, it is Confederate History Month, and we don't want to forget that, and we're going to be focusing on that in the third hour. But before we do, Keith has in his hot hands a copy of the Free Magnolia, which is the newspaper of the League of the South. And it is a fine-looking newspaper and had a lot of good content in it. Maybe Keith's going to tell us a little something about that. It's going to be hard for you to read this in this dim room while you're on a cell phone.
Well, thank you, James. Very interesting segments you had. Let me make a couple of comments that I was chomping at the bit to make about that. The ROTC parading around in red high heels to protest the so-called culture of rape or date rape on college campuses is another example of the alternative reality that's being created for us, for all of America and the Western world, by the left. If you'll notice, real, bona fide, brutal rapes perpetrated daily by blacks on white women either go unreported or are, you know, a little news blurb that never finds anything. For example, right now the projected number one draft pick in the NFL, Jameis Winston, who supposedly raped a white co-ed, is receiving a total pass from the national news media about that, while this specious notion of date rape has garnered attention. They can't actually find a real date rape incident that has enough legs as a story that they want to report on it. Yeah, Tim Tebow is a controversial one, but Jameis Winston is not. On the other hand, a white male who misinterprets a sign, you know, he thinks he's gotten a come hither look from a girl, and instead he's just curious or something. And he asks her for a date, and she doesn't like it. He is subject to having his entire career derailed by a charge of sexual harassment. If he worked for a corporation, if he is in the U.S. military, if he is, a college student, he can be expelled, he can be punished in some way. It's so completely arbitrary, it's almost Orwellian. You cannot believe the things like this are happening in America today. And all of this shows that the League of the South is right. Secession is coming. That's the name of an article on the last page, page 12 of the latest edition of their publication called The Free Magnolia. Let me read this to you because I think you'll find it interesting. The dysfunction in D.C. would be laughable if it wasn't so tragic. Its sprawling bureaucracy is too big to be managed. Consider this, St. Lucia and Columbia have already done what had to be done, and that was to prohibit flights from Western African countries. Meanwhile, U.S. embassies in Ebola-stricken African countries are still issuing visas to non-U.S. citizens. That's our government at work, folks. And remember, it was D.C.'s insane open borders policy that created the Ebola problem in this country to begin with. Secession makes sense. Only those political units organized around the shared values of a unifying culture can govern themselves. Otherwise, an authoritarian regime must impose order on its always squabbling people. That's what we have in America now. That's basically red state America and blue state America. That is the modern manifestation of the Confederacy and the non-Confederacy that led to the Civil War. Red state America is the functional equivalent of the Confederacy, blue state America of the Union. Now, back to the article. The primary reason the federal government is becoming increasingly intrusive is directly due to rising diversity. Diversity, as Ann Coulter said, has never been anything but a problem anywhere that it's been manifested, okay? Which invites and breeds culture clashes. That's what diversity does, rising diversity. Little wonder more people see the central government as incompetent at best and at worst a threat to their liberty and security. That attitude, unsurprisingly, has now become mainstream. In fact, a majority of Americans now believe their state and local government should take over many of the powers now exercised by the federal government. From the Washington Post, here's a quote. On several important issues, majority opinion has actually flipped over the past 40 years, shifting from a majority in favor of federal dominance to a majority against it. For example, the percentage of Americans who believe that state and local government should make the major decisions on drug policy has increased from 39% in 1973 to 61% in 2013. Okay. Now, on health care, it has risen from 40% to 62%. On environmental protection, it has gone from 36% to 56%. On prison reform, the proportion supporting state and local primacy has increased from 43% to 68%. In both 1973 and 2013, substantial majorities favored federal primacy on national defense, social security, and cancer research. But in the last two cases, minority preferring state or local control has substantially increased. Similarly, both in 1973 and 2013, large majorities favored state or local control of education, transportation, housing, and welfare policy. But on all three of these four issues, those anti-federal government majorities have grown substantially. A famous quote from John Adams comes to mind. "The revolution was effected before the war commenced. The revolution was in the minds and hearts of the people. A change in their religious sentiments, of their duties and obligations. This radical change in the principles, opinions, sentiments, and affections of the people was the real American Revolution. It was also the revolution that led to the Confederate Revolution, where we tried to divorce ourselves from an increasingly authoritarian and intrusive federal government, permanently in the hands of our enemies. Our ancestors are right. It was permanently in the hands of our enemy. Everything our political enemies have been in charge of this government since before the Civil War, and we are living under a tyranny. At least there's a good way to, that's a good way of looking at it. I can see it as being viable." This is an article by Michael C. Tuggle in the Free Magnolia. This is what's happening, and quite frankly, I think the only way that we can escape living under a tyranny is by secession.
Okay, and for our producer in the studio, we are back up and running remotely, so I'm going to switch back to the mics. I'm hoping we're back on the mics anyway.
If we turn yours on, that's okay, there we go.
All right, so I've hung up the phone, so I'm hoping we're still going out.
Gotcha.
All right, so we're good. Well, we had that little kerfuffle there with the hotel. During the middle of our live broadcast, just coincidentally resets the routers, knocking off anybody that would have been connected to the internet. And when we broadcast remotely, we do connect to the studio via an internet connection. So anyway, but Keith, picking up the phone and holding court, the show must go on. It doesn't matter how we get the message out. As if we were a regular call-in guest, we persevere. We roll with the punches. And great job, by the way, pulling that one out of your hat.
Well, I tell you what, it's like Radio Free Europe. You know, remember those old commercials where the jackbooted thug kicks in the door and puts an axe through the crystal box that the family is huddled over and listening to? Things like that never stop us. Of course, we're stopped by the application of Murphy's Law. Murphy's Law is more predictable than gravity. You can know that whatever you're doing, whatever can go wrong, will go wrong, and it will go wrong at the worst possible moment. But the show must go on, so we just roll with the punches, like you said. If we have to hang out of the window
And yell loud enough to where they can hear us in Utah.
That's it.
That's what we're going to do.
We're going to do our best.
Well, we've had a good time here with the council, as we always do, and it's always good to be in Nashville. We've had a lot of laughs, and we shared one of the jokes in the first hour. I got the definition of irony here before we go into the break at the end of the second hour and into the third. Here it is. The food stamp program, part of the Department of Agriculture, announced that it is pleased to be distributing stamps to the largest number of people ever. Meanwhile, the Park Service, also part of the Department of Agriculture, asks us to please not feed the animals because they may grow dependent and not learn to take care of themselves. So that would be the modern-day definition of irony.
here.
And we're providing them with so much food that when left to themselves, these welfare recipients are eating themselves into morbid obesity. You know, that's the biggest health problem in America today.
We got to take a break, folks. We'll be back, hopefully at full strength for the remainder of the show. But no matter what, you can count on us to get the message out. We will find a way so long as there's breath in our lungs. Third hour and final for tonight's live remote right after this.
The Liberty News Radio Network.